£1.6 million local growth fund to run to 5, Howard.
Not Howard.
Yeah.
So, morning all. The M2 Junction 5, another highway project. A major junction improvement scheme. Incredibly strategically important. I don't know this area very well myself, but my colleagues tell me it is very important. It links the M2 with the M20 by the A249 that sort of runs from Sheppey down towards Maidstone. It is fully supported by Kent County Council and fully supported as well by Transport for the South East. The key issues on this junction are congestion, accidents, particularly in the AM/PM peak, and this work will help to bring forward planned housing and jobs growth in the area around it. So the total value of the project is around about £94.5 million. There is there's £75 million has been made available to this project from central government. There is a funding gap of £17.5 million, which there is a bid currently sitting with central government for this, and we await that news. I think and then the balance, the remaining £2.5 million comes from the £1.6 million that's here from CELEP and a £900,000 contribution from Kent County Council. There is one other issue on this scheme, and that is that the scheme is subject to a public inquiry, which again we understand takes place in the early part of March, and I think the funding decision from central government is hopefully going to be ready for that public inquiry. The public inquiry will then go to the Secretary of State for Transport for sign off around about July time. So that's that. I think I'm handing over to Steve now for the.
This is largely what Howard's just summarised. So we'll go on to the next slide, which is more about the technical assessment. Again, I think this summarises that this has followed a robust, reasonable, proportionate approach. We note the uncertainties that Howard has flagged and are in your reports, that there still remains the funding gap, and we're looking for the allocation from the National Roads Fund on the Road Investment Strategy 2, RIS 2. As Howard mentioned, that's been supported by Transport for the South East in the prioritisation and recommendation scheme to central government. And again, the Planning Commission and a public inquiry are scheduled and for that process to be concluded by July of this year. The green ambers and ambers are largely there, as I've already mentioned, around the funding gap being filled and around the Planning Commission and public inquiry.
Questions? Just as Stephen has mentioned, Transport South East, just for clarity and in cases, Keith Glazier, East Sussex, any doubt, I chair Transport for South East, so I don't want that. And still support the scheme.
Right. So we're asked to agree the award of £1.6 million.
Oh, sorry. Just a couple of questions. Sorry. Yeah,
this is my last board. I'm going.
I don't know this particular road for the reason of taking my wife to the hairdresser every 6 months. I think the case is very clear from a highways perspective, but of course those of us that know this area very locally, this is all about unlocking Sittingbourne, and I think the importance of unlocking Sittingbourne as an area for growth, significant growth and opportunities for the thousands of residents there now and will be there is really important. Is there any way that this project could see the similar challenges that we're going to see in the next agenda item around Highways England consultations, particularly with the Lower Thames Crossing, or is this far enough away to not be an issue?
I think running the Chambers Medway, because of course this is very close on our area of responsibility as highway authority, I think Highways England are very supportive of this. I think where the problem that there is a local planning authority because of a change in political complexion, and that planning authority is the one that is likely to, for want of a better word, put the spanner in works on this. I think Highways England, this is of paramount importance because this junction is stifling the growth not only of Sittingbourne but in large parts of the Swale administrative area, and is urgently needed. In fact, it was urgently needed about 4 or 5 years ago. The only caveat I would put in is it's the attitude now that seems to be coming forward of the local planning authority. In fact, Highways England, as I understand it, it's strange because this is relative to the next item that we should be discussing, have actually put a block on all housing growth in that part of Swale, including Sittingbourne, until there are improvements to this junction. So I can hardly see that Highways England would actually be an impediment. I would have thought that's quite positive.
Roger Gough, can I say I very much endorse that perspective, but I think the issue here has been the change in composition, political composition in the local planning authority. But the county council, from the point of view of the highways authority, remains extremely supportive.
The funding has been sought through King Thames Council, but actually the delivery itself of the project will be through Highways England themselves, so hopefully they don't have those internal conflicts that we've seen around, you know, externally bring forward these projects.
Will Glenhill, Thurrock. I wasn't really going to mention anything on this one or the next one, but as the Lower Thames Crossing has been thrown in, and obviously Thurrock still remains fully opposed to the location of the Lower Thames Crossing. To be brutally honest, irrespective of it coming in or not coming in, I know this junction, and yeah, it really does need the work, and you know, we fully support it. You know, here, whilst it does have a direct impact on Thurrock, without this, as it said, it's going to stifle growth. And again, it's about that taking one step back and the learning from that. We've had very similar problems with Highways England, saying that, yeah, they can't support growth in Thurrock because certain junctions are not working. And this junction, again, it's not working. It needs to work to expand the growth along the Thames corridor and literally across the south and south east. So 100% supported.
Okay, so item 8, M2 Junction 5. We're asked to agree the award of £1.6 million to support the delivery of the project identified in the business case and which has been assessed as presenting high value for money with high certainties of achieving this. This is subject to written confirmation being provided to seller, secretariat and accountable body by Kent County Council, KCC, to confirm. 1. The Secretary of State for Transport's approval of the project following the public inquiry, and the Highways England project business case confirms that the project presents high value for money with a benefit cost ratio of over 2-1, and the full funding package is in place to deliver the project. Can I see a show of hands, please? Thank you, that's unanimous. We're asked to note that the LGF cannot be drawn down by KCC until the two funding conditions set out in 2.1.1 have been satisfied, noted. And we're asked to note that if the two funding conditions set out in 2.1.1 are not satisfied, then the board will agree to reallocate the funding to the next LGF project identified on CELEP's LGF 3B pipeline, noted. Thank you very much. Moving on. Item